Previously with Martin Bester. Look, when something happens in Pretoria, we need to know about it, Moss. So this story honestly got us all really puzzled. Dit gaan oor, dit was 'n Vrydagmiddag in die ooste van Pretoria, toe 'n groep kollegas van 'n eiendomsbestuursonderneming. What do you call it?
Property management.
Yeah, property management company. So they were all colleagues. They ended up at the owner of the firm's house in Pretoria East. And they were found dead. Three of them were found dead by his butler. So it's a really, really puzzling situation. On the line, when it comes to puzzling crime situations, he's the guy to ask. His name is Mike Borlase. Mike, môre, hoe gaan dit met jou?
Môre, goed en julle?
Lekker, dankie Mike. Hoorie, so, hierdie is nogal 'n storie. Hulle almal mekaar geken. Hulle is, drie van hulle is dood aangetref deur die butler. Dit is nou die volgende oggend.
Ja.
En jy is genader om sin te maak. But how do you even start making sense of a story like this?
Ja, dit is raar. As daar ewe skielik meer as een persoon op 'n slag dood is, dan gaan dit natuurlik baie aandag trek. So die stiefvader het my geskakel vanaf die toneel. Sy seun is 'n bestaande kliënt van my.
Okay.
En hy het my gesê die seun lê in die huis dood, saam met die eienaar van die huis, en daar's nog twee ander wat ook voorkom as dood. Die vierde persoon is 'n dame wat in die hospitaal is by Unitas, en ons bid en hoop sy maak dit. Maar dit was die initiële oproep gewees, en ek het onmiddellik my hele eenheid wat beskikbaar is gestuur. Ons het die polisie daar gekry en geassisteer met die forensiese ondersoeke, en ons het daarna verdere forensiese ondersoeke gedoen. Ons het al die elektronika ingeneem, die hele huis is vol kameras, so daar is heel wat goed waar ons mee kan deurwerk om te sien. Die hoofdoel is om te sien wie was allemaal daar. Is dit net die vier wat betrokke was by die sê maar element wat hulle ingeneem het, of was daar wat begin sleg voel het en gery het? So ons moet weet of daar ander dalk, want dink vir jouself, iemand voel dalk sleg en hy ry, en hy gaan slaap en hy sterf in sy bed, sê maar in Johannesburg. En wie gaan die twee nou met mekaar verbind? So ons het die net baie wyd gegooi om te kyk wie was almal daar, wie was almal betrokke, en of die wat daar was nog lewend is of dood is. Jy weet, jy kan ry en dan kan jy in mekaar sak en dan is jy in 'n karongeluk dood. So dit is 'n redelike gekompliseerde ondersoek.
I just want to take a step back quickly because you are referring to something that they've ingested, wat hulle ingeneem het. So
let's go to
Darbuchen. So the presumption is that they've all taken the same substance, food. What is this? What are you suspecting?
No, it's not food. It is definitely a drug.
Okay.
But here are a couple of scenarios, and we can't rule them out. But the percentage of willingly taking the drugs is the highest percentage. But there's other scenarios. Maybe somebody brought them something and said, yeah, you know, try this. Maybe they were experimenting themselves. Maybe one of them decided, this is it, I'm taking my life. I know of other information where there was emotional distress, which could have played a role. So I don't want to say at this moment it's 95% this and 1% that, but we're looking at all the scenarios. Did somebody bring the drugs? Was it concocted up there? Did one of them or all four of them participate without the other ones knowing or giving it? Was it malicious? Was it with the intent? Or was it an experiment?
Sure.
Mike, yep. In the article that I read, it said that apparently there were cigarette ashtrays, but no cigarettes in them, but the whole place smelled of smoke. And it created the impression with me that someone could have come in and cleaned up the scene before the bodies were found. Is there any kind of sign of that level of foul play?
Well, obviously there is. That is one of the first thing we will look for, is foul play. We've picked that up, and there's also timeline problems, but I've got one of my best Pretoria violent crime groups on it, and they've picked this all up, and they will what we call in an eight skakeling, in or exclusion of those parties involved at that house. So each one will have to give his account of what he has done. It could be that the butler just started cleaning the house as normal. He was used to the parties there. This house was a house that was used for extreme entertainment,
okay,
extreme sexual pleasures, and everything was filmed. The owner filmed absolutely everything and everybody. It was also extremely stashed with pills, drugs, and liquor. I mean, you could easily sell from there and buy from there. So it was a house of extreme entertainment.
The reason I quickly wanted to chat to you as well is just to ask you, how commonplace is it that, because I mean, when people who use drugs and pills of this kind, they don't exactly know where it was manufactured. So, I mean, you take a huge chance and a huge risk using stuff manufactured somewhere that you don't know. Does this kind of thing happen? Is it quite commonplace? How do you even call it? Like dirty drugs or stuff that's laced or just dangerously manufactured and cooked?
Look, we must all understand that the drug trade is a business with a 3,000 to 10,000 profit margin. So they would not want to kill those that use. They actually want to expand and use and get everybody involved. So I don't think this is a common thing. This doesn't really happen. But what happens is the people get always tired of something that they get used to.
Okay.
So they start experimenting and adding stuff. And it's usually when you've been in the drug trade and using drugs for quite some time that you would start, as you would take... Well, let me explain it like this. If you have a headache and you have constant headaches and the first Disprin takes it away and later it doesn't, you're going to go to a grandpa, and then later it doesn't, you go to still pain or
whatever,
still knocks. Or you're going to go higher. It's the same with the drug users. They always want to get the perfect high and something more, and then they experience, and that's when we see the overdoses.
That's where you see the dangerous... even more dangerous stuff happening. So
yeah.
Danger in itself. Well, listen, we'll keep an eye on this one. It really is a shocking scene. Baie dankie dat jy met ons gepraat het. En ons hou hom dop. Ons op hoogte. Baie, baie dankie, Mike, hoor.
Dankie, Martin. Ek wil net vir die publiek sê, dit is nie die moeite werd. Ouers, allemaal daar buiten, bly weg van dwelms af. Bly geheel en al weg van dwelms af. Dit is een uiterste gevaar.
Bye bye, dankie Mike. Dankie vir die boodskap. Waardeer.
Wake up with Martin Visser on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.